This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. In just a minute, we've got our weekly bloggers roundtable, but first, a quick look at what you, our listeners, are posting on our News and Views blog. Joining me is our web producer, Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So I took a look at our blog, and Roberta Flack is getting the love big time.
Yeah, I'd say. We posted the interview online along with an old performance clip of hers and asked the simple question, tell us your favorite Roberta Flack song. And it was like the internet floodgates opened. I mean, people were sharing their personal experiences about how her songs have impacted their lives and enlisting their favorite Roberta Flack songs like Killing Me Softly and Sweet Bitter Love. And it really just showed that she's one of those iconic artists who's managed to provide a soundtrack for people's lives.
And we talked to her for so long, as I mentioned in the joint blog post that you and I did. And
right.
She's even thinking about doing a book. So maybe all this love will encourage her to put her words on paper. So what else are our listeners talking about online?
Well, our listeners really identified with Dara and Oded Pincus, the interfaith and interracial couple we profiled earlier in the week. Our listeners offered their support for them and some advice, too, given the challenges that lie ahead, especially since they have twins on the way. And this week, we have an installment of Speak Your Mind, which is the online series where we invite our listeners and established bloggers to weigh in on the issues that matter most to them. And this week, we have an essay from Moji Odorinde, one of our listeners who writes on the issue of defining blackness, and that can be found on our blog.
Ooh, I love that. And yeah. I love the fact that we have this channel where we have people who blog or respond to some of our posts, and then we give them their own soapbox to go out and talk to the rest of the folks out there.
Right.
And so last week you put out the call for folks to sign up for our upcoming newsletter. What's going on with that?
Well, the newsletter launches tomorrow, so people who've signed up for it can expect to hear from us very soon, and those that haven't can go to our blog to find out how to get on board, nprnewsandviews.org.
Well, Jeff, that all sounds extremely exciting. I can't wait to see it myself. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jeff Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.